specifically on the Patriot Act and the Real ID card. You voted against it. There are a few that join you. You've been outspoken against the Real ID and the Patriot Act. Why is that?
Well, because it undermines civil liberties, and the Real ID is a national ID card. A lot of conservatives supported the Real ID card because it was promoted as, that's how we're going to keep out the illegal aliens.
Right.
But once again, why register law-abiding American citizens if it's the illegals that are coming in or a terrorist coming in? Do you think they'll either use the law and obey the law or abide by it and get in or just disapprove of it? But this Real ID, although it's done through the state driver's license, is really nationalized, and we're very fortunate. That's another example of how the people are waking up. Several states now have voted to reject this whole idea of accepting the national ID under threat that they will lose some government funding, federal government funding. So that is very, very encouraging. And but the Real ID is a national ID card. It means that eventually, if we let this go, we will be showing our papers for every single thing we do. And and you know, some people say, "Oh no, we don't want a national ID card. We want to have just ID cards and all for the illegals."
Okay.
Yeah, but how do you do that? And what if you look like you might be an illegal? You better be able to prove you're not an illegal. So therefore, you have to have some type of a documentation. It's really just a lot of scare tactics. A lot of what government does, regardless of whether it's the over-emphasis of the potential danger, say, of a Saddam Hussein or an Ahmadinejad or potential terrorists or poverty, it's all, or even environmental concerns, it's always scare the people. Terrorize the people, and then they'll succumb to the government taking care of them.
Right.
And of course, that raises the question of the wisdom. You know, reminds us of the wisdom of Franklin, who said, you know, if people start giving up their liberties for the sake of security, the ultimate result then is going to be that we'll have neither.